had arisen another and vaguer recollection, of whose nature I was not then certain. Thereafter, on the cloudy nights when I could sleep, I saw the city often. Sometimes under that horned waning moon, and sometimes under the hot yellow rays of a sun which did not set, but which wheeled low around the horizon, and on the clear nights the pole star leered as never before. Gradually I came to wonder what might be my place in that city, on the strange plateau betwixt strange peaks. At first content to view the scene, as an all-observant, uncorporal presence, I now desired to define my relation to it, and to speak my mind amongst the grave men who conversed each day in the public squares. I said to myself, this is no dream, for by what means can I prove the greater reality of that other life in the house of stone and brick south of the sinister swamp and the cemetery on the low hillock, where the pole star peers into my north window each night? One night.